with the things of the world, but believe in Jesus' promise to them. Pastor George Emile Nganku officiated the church service at the ASA Centenaire Parish, while Reverend Joel Alo heads the APC Manoa Parish.
C'est un monde de violence.
The world is a wicked place, but Jesus Christ has asked us to go ahead. So the disciples are charged to preach about love and unity.
If you walk and walk with him, all will also be accomplished.
A promise which is worth holding on to for the upliftment of our spiritual life. Cynthia Etimsio, TV News, Douala.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, has hailed the Anglican Church for its support to national development and significant contributions in training young minds. Joseph John Gute made the statement in Yaoundé today during an audience he granted a visiting delegation of archbishops and bishops from the internal province of the Church of West Africa. The bishops announced the inauguration of the headquarters in Douala this weekend. Christian Chiatam with the details.
The Anglican bishops received by the Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Dangote, are from the Church of the Province of West Africa, which covers some 17 dioceses in 8 countries, including Gambia, Guinea, Ghana, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Senegal, Cape Verde, and Cameroon. They are meeting in Cameroon to plan for the strategic development and growth of the Anglican faith.
The team of the Internal Province of West Africa has come to see the Prime Minister and to announce that we have strategic development plan meeting here in Cameroon for several days. This delegation comprises of our Archbishop Wesom, Guinea-Conakry, and 5 other bishops. Prime Minister was very happy that we could come over, and the shared love that we have for our nation Cameroon as Anglican Church of Cameroon, and also the developments that we are doing in help to those who are single mothers, drug type of solutions, and other vices which in a moral way we could be able to impact the society of Cameroon.
During the meeting with the Prime Minister, the prelates announced their intention to intensify the propagation of the faith and the expansion of church institutions.
On Sunday, we are going to inaugurate our headquarters in Douala. So we have come of age, the Anglican Church, and now we want to make ourselves known and we want to also make sure that we'll help solve the situations which are in the society.
Joseph Dangote hailed the Anglican bishops for their church's contribution to national development efforts and reassured them that Cameroon remains a land where freedom of worship is fully respected. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
52nd edition of the Feast of National Unity. Our special slot on the news.
11 days to the national celebrations in Cameroon, the CRTV Radio Newsroom countdown today focuses on the quality of training in the country's military schools and training centers and the interest Cameroonians have to join the ranks of defense and security forces. Ben Jembonde salutes the international reputation of these schools and the burning desire of fellow compatriots to defend the country at the peril of their lives.
Cameroon took the option of diversifying its partnerships to improve on the level of attractiveness and competitiveness of its schools and training centers. And the facts and figures are clear. The Yaoundé International War College is presently in its 19th batch of trainees. The 61 of them come from 23 nationalities. The International School of Security Forces, E-Force, has since 2008 drilled senior military officers from 25 countries. The major innovation being the admission of 3 custom officers to meet up with the unit's paramilitary assignments as instructed by the President of the Republic. The Combined Services Military Academy, EMEA, has adapted its training to meet up with the challenges of asymmetric warfare, notably on anti-terrorism. The 39th and 40th batches of cadet officers of the institution are drafted from 6 countries. It is this attractiveness which is encouraging Cameroonians across the board to seek to join the ranks. In line with the instructions of the President of the Republic, Cameroon is in its 3rd year of recruitment of 2,500 police officers annually that will run for 5 years. Each year, over 20,000 express interest to serve with loyalty and dedication, same in the recruitment of commandos, where over 12,000 candidatures are registered annually for about 2,000 places. The quest is the same to be trained in the 6 schools and training centers of the National Gendarmerie, if some see these as a way of employment and personal honors. To many, it's a vocation to serve the fatherland in honor and loyalty.
But Nje Mbonde, Cameroon's military prowess in the protection of people and their properties, as well as the preservation of territorial sovereignty, is demonstrated at the Mutebom Forest Zone Training and Warfare Induction Center. The center, created in 2016, receives military operatives from Cameroon and other friendly countries to recycle them, giving them tactical and physical capacity to counter threats in different terrains marked by different enemy attacks. Alphonse Abongwa Achu reports that the Mutebom Forest Zone Training and Warfare Induction Center is a key arm in Cameroon's military tactics.
From the depths of the tropical forest in Mutebom, east region of Cameroon, they carry out their simulation exercises, which are in turn transposed into real fieldwork. The Mutebom Forest Zone Training and Warfare Induction Center is a conditioning site for military personnel to get set for intervention within forest zones. Major Hervé Prosper Mounet is commander of SEAF.
The Training, Warfare and Induction Center was created in 2016 to recycle and train our army personnel to be prepared and in some actions, as well as in the forest zone, in silent zone, and in mountainous zone.
The center gives hands-on tactical and physical training to the operatives, from climbing through gun use to body combat. Lieutenant Emmanuel Chotuneba is a platoon commander at the center.
The climbing of the rope helps the military man that we are to reinforce our muscles physically. During operations, we meet some obstacles in the forest that we are forced to use ropes to cross the obstacles in order to attend or in order to reach our mission successfully. We saw shooting instructions. That one helps us to know how to manipulate our guns.
Knowledge to counteract and neutralize emerging threats like improvised explosive devices also constitutes core skills imparted to the trainees.
Our team was progressing towards this direction, and they realized that there is an improvised explosive device that they could not really neutralize. So what they did was to indicate the particular location where the improvised explosive device is located, and they try to go very far from the explosive device, and they call an expert that can come and neutralize it easily.
The center has graduated scores of military operatives who today intervene in different operation grounds to protect humans and their properties, but also safeguard the territorial sovereignty and integrity of their countries. Back from Mutebom on special assignment for CRTV, Alphonse Abongwa Achu.
In Hawaii, on the outskirts of Yaounde, lies the International School for Security Forces that specializes in training and research in security and peace support missions. Created since 2008, the institution has expanded its training program to include customs officers, strengthening the operation and security capabilities. Rita Yusembong reports on the uniqueness of this institution.
Jusqu'à la fin de la tribune, à votre droite, départ au Parlement.
Unified in purpose, moving in harmony with their weapons in a display of precision and prowess. Each movement embodies the commitment to mastering the tools of their trade, forging a bond between warrior and weapon.
Alliez-vous! Alliez-vous!
These are trainees of the International School for Security Forces, AEFORCE. Through hands-on exercises and simulations, they gain practical experiences and are equipped with the skills and knowledge needed to tackle complex security challenges, as explained by Superintendent of Police Ngufo Diane.
As unit commanders that we are being trained to be, we first of all learned simple bounds, then we learned offensive bounds, and then we learned defensive bound. With simple bound, we apply them mostly when we have a crowd that is manifesting. With offensive bounds, we occupy space, we try to push them a little bit further, and then we withdraw ourselves back to our starting point. And then with the defensive bounds, we practice the charge as well, which is usually applicable when we have an aggressive crowd.
At AE Force, lectures are not limited to textbooks, but are enriched by the experience and expertise of renowned educators and professionals. As pointed out by the Director General of AE Force, Brigadier General Andre Patrice Bitote.
The International School for Security Forces has two main missions, training and research on the field of internal security and peacekeeping operations. Since its creation by the head of state, commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and the supreme commander of the police forces, AE Forces has received more than 7,000 interns.
The bonds formed at AE Force go beyond the classroom. As the world faces new and evolving security threats, the International School for Security Forces in Cameroon will continue to play a pivotal role in training the next generations of security professionals.
Thanks, Rita. Defense and security forces in the Northwest region in separate military operations carried out in Gottschunga Division have killed four separatist fighters who were specialized in extorting money from the population at illegal checkpoints, kidnappings, and other criminal acts that render part of the division highly insecure. A notorious self-styled General Sangong is among those killed. Kilo Valerie Sala reports from Bamenda.
Bamising, Babisi, Balikumbat, and other parts of Gokitunja Division have witnessed numerous security incidents linked to kidnappings, killings, and extortion of the population. In reaction, several military operations were launched in the locality, resulting in the suspected death of high-profile secessionists and some self-styled generals, including Shina Rambo and Shutan Omar, dropped their weapons, joining the Bamenda Disarmament, Demobilization and Reintegration Center. The latest military operation on Sunday, May the 5th, 2024, resulted in the killing of four separatist fighters, as confirmed by the senior divisional officer from Gokitunja, Hardison Kwetongkonge.
The Rapid Intervention Unit mounted an ambush. This Ambazonian separatist gangster, Field Marshal Sargon, was neutralized alongside two of his bodyguards acting on another tip-off. The Gendarmerie Company of Ndop, in collaboration with the Babisi Gendarmerie, waylaid another Ambazonian gangsters at the level of Baba 1.
Gokitunja Division remains one of the separatist hotspots in the northwest, and Hardison Kwetongkonge expects more collaboration from the population to change this bleak image of the division bordered by the hostile Boy Division. Killer Valerie Salau, CR TV News, Bamenda.
52nd edition of the Feast of National Unity. That was a special slot on the news.
TRTV's afternoon edition on the national station in Yaoundé. Humanitarian actors in the far north region have been identifying new villages affected by floods, Boko Haram, and other crises to help meet their needs through a project to strengthen resilience and community recovery. This is in a workshop in Marwa organized by the International Organization for Migration. Henry Tato Ekambi reports from Marwa.
The Boko Haram crisis, floods, and the intercommunity conflicts have forced hundreds of thousands of persons to migrate within the far north region. The Japanese government has been one of the key donors of the International Organization of Migration, IOM, who responded to these humanitarian crises through three consecutive phases. With floods still affecting many in 2023, another crisis persisting, the Japanese have provided funding for the implementation of the fourth phase of the project to strengthen resilience and community recovery in Cameroon, linking humanitarian aid, development, and peace. With the aim of identifying new villages to benefit from this project, IOM brought together humanitarians in a workshop in Marua.
Peter Ibanakom, Project 4 Japan is taking place where they aim to identify new villages in the region who are going to benefit from these advantages of the humanitarian development and peace actors. We are gathered here to be able to find out what they need so that from an identification of their needs, a solution could come better.
Semige Wilwari, as a youth and animation counselor, I will sensitize the young people so as to work hard to overcome this crisis.
The project that will begin in the days ahead will round off in December 2024. Marua, Henry Tatuwekambi, CLTV.
In sports, over 100 professional golfers from 16 countries are about now the Yaounde Golf Club competing in the 11th edition of the International Golf Open of Yaounde. The golfers will in 4 days attempt to unseat the reigning champions Will Diff from Nigeria, who won the last edition in 2019. CLTV's afternoon edition was presented by Tiki Julius. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Ariel Olivia Zua.
Bon après-midi, Teke. Ouvrons ce condensé par la religion avec la sonalité du mystère de l'Ascension. À la cathédrale Notre-Dame des Victoires de Yaoundé, l'archevêque métropolitain Monseigneur Jean Barga a présidé une messe pontificale où il a magnifié la figure de Jésus-Christ, modèle parfait de la vie humaine. À l'église évangélique du Cameroun, paroisse Longkak, la prédicatrice, la révérende Liliane Kenyé, a exhorté les fidèles de faire de l'élévation de Jésus-Christ la leur. Célébration de la fête nationale du 20 mai, jour J-11. À Limia ou à l'EI-Force, le Cameroun enregistre déjà, comme chaque année, des nationalités étrangères. Il en est de même dans la police ou la gendarmerie nationale, où l'engouement et l'intérêt des Camerounais sont perceptibles. Le rideau est tombé hier sur la 3e conférence annuelle des services centraux déconcentrés et extérieurs élargis aux organismes sous tutelle du ministère de la Communication, axés sur les enjeux de la préservation des valeurs sociétales et la promotion de l'image du Cameroun à l'ère de la communication numérique. Et c'est le ministre de la Communication, René-Emmanuel Sadi, qui a présidé la cérémonie de clôture des 10 travaux. Le ministre de l'Eau et de l'Énergie, Gaston Eloundoué Soumba, préside demain vendredi en Banjo, dans la Haute-Sanaga région du centre, la cérémonie d'injection de 60 premiers mégawatts de la centrale hydroélectrique de Natigal dans le réseau interconnecté sud. L'objectif est l'amélioration de l'approvisionnement en eau dans les ménages. En sport golf, l'Open International du Cameroun édition 2024 rentre dans sa phase compétitive. Une dizaine de pays en lice pour détrôner le dernier vainqueur, le Nigeria. Le Cameroun dispose de quelques atouts déterminants pour la course. Et c'est la fin de ce condensé.